I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Alan Minskoff is with me. He's a contributor to Audiophile. Hey, Alan.
Hi, Joe.
So what do you want to talk about today?
Well, we've done a novel and a memoir this week. Now we are going to dip into American history.
Oh.
An audiobook entitled Saving Yellowstone, Exploration and Preservation in Reconstruction America. It's by a hot young historian named Megan Kate Nelson and read well by Cynthia Farrell.
Well, Nelson wrote The Three-Cornered War about the Union, the Confederacy, and Native Americans fighting over the West.
She really knows how to craft a historic story, and I think people will enjoy this. This is fascinating in the way that she structures it. She looks at it through three lenses. The geologist who did the research on what would become the park, Ferdinand Hayes, the financier Jay Cook, who brought his railroad within 50 miles of Yellowstone, and the Lakota Sioux chief, Sitting Bull, you know, who was fighting for his people and his native land.
Yeah, he was a great man.
Oh, absolutely. What a lot of people don't realize is that Yellowstone did not happen with Teddy Roosevelt. It happened in 1872 under Ulysses S. Grant. The enabling legislation came that really created the world's first national park.
And tell me about Cynthia Farrell. I've loved her reading of Divine Lola about Lola Montez.
I like her voice. I mean, she has a crisp voice. She knows how to do history. She doesn't over-accentuate things that others might think is dramatic, but she tells the story well. And she's extremely good with the Lakota language, which isn't so easy to do. And I really enjoyed her reading.
Well, should we hear a little of her?
Absolutely. This was a section where you learned about Ferdinand Hayes, because he goes to hear somebody actually talking about one of the initial forays into what would become the park. So you get the setting of what the park was going to be.
Okay. This is Saving Yellowstone, Exploration and Preservation in Reconstruction America. It's by Megan Kate Nelson, read by Cynthia Farrell.
Soon a man with small eyes, furrowed brows, and a full bushy beard stepped out onto the stage. The audience had been promised a speech from this lecturer, describing a trip during the past season to a hitherto unexplored region at the headwaters of the Yellowstone, including discoveries of cataracts many hundred feet high, active volcanoes, fountains of boiling water 200 feet high, and many other features of scenery interesting and striking in the highest degree.
There's this kind of sense of urgency in her voice that it can be very propelling when you're reading history, which sometimes can be perceived as being dry.
I wish I had said that in the review, because I think that's absolutely right. She really propels the story forward.
Yeah.
And I love that about this, because it's a fascinating moment. Remember, this is the time of manifest destiny, where America was going to go west. But it is combined, and this is what's interesting about this author, with what's going on in the South with Reconstruction. And it's all under the umbrella of Ulysses S. Grant, who is, I think, a fascinating president that we don't know enough about.
People swear by his memoirs.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah. They're on my list. But then also, again, as with the Three-Cornered War, she has the third leg, which is bringing in Sitting Bull and the Lakota.
And Sitting Bull's backstory is just remarkable. You'd hear about him just for a piece of his life. But his backstory is he was a true heroic man and a man of incredible courage, and who did not start off as a chief among chiefs. He earned that.
And as you said, Cynthia Farrell delivers it well.
Absolutely. For people who love history or just care about the anniversary, 150th anniversary of the park, this is a fun listen.
Okay. That is Saving Yellowstone, Exploration and Preservation and Reconstruction America. It's written by Megan Kate Nelson and read by Cynthia Farrell. And I bid you goodbye, Alan.
We'll talk soon.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Sir Francis Bacon, sometimes known as the father of empiricism, was one of the major political figures of his day. Bacon wrote widely, but it's the essays for which he's best known. Deftly written and often displaying a cutting wit, they cover a wide range of subjects, including death, love, marriage, ambition, and atheism. The essays are read by the celebrated narrator, David Timpson. You can find it at naxosaudiobooks.com. I'm Joe Reed, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.